ever been on vacation, maybe chatting with someone, and a simple word like router just sounds totally off. It's like, wait a minute, are we even speaking the same language?
It's so strange, right?
It is strange. It's English, but it's not quite right. And that's what we're diving into today, this whole American versus British English thing. Why are there so many differences? It's fascinating.
Absolutely, yeah.
And to help us navigate this linguistic maze, we have the amazing language coach, Christine Bergmer, with us.
Yep.
She hears these transatlantic tongue twisters all the time. And she had a really interesting social media post that kind of highlighted some of the words that really make us stop and think, am I saying that right?
It makes you question everything you thought you knew.
It really does. So whether you are a complete language nerd, love traveling and picking up on these little differences, or you just, you know, you're curious about why we can't agree on how to say herb.
Right.
This one's for you. So let's jump in. What I found so interesting, and you touched on this a little bit, is that it's not really about right or wrong, is it?
No, absolutely not. And this is what I think is so cool about it.
Yeah.
It's almost like, I think the term is like divergent evolution.
Okay.
Where it's like, you know, we had this one common linguistic ancestor.
Like Darwin's finches, but with accents.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And over time, because they've been geographically separated, they've had different influences. They've kind of branched off and they've evolved in different ways. So that's why we get these different pronunciations today.
That makes so much sense. Okay, so when Christine points out, you know, the difference between how Americans and Brits say router, it's not just some random quirk. It's actually like a signpost of this linguistic journey that we've been on.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing to remember as well is it's not even just as simple as these two big branches.
Right.
I mean, even within the U.S., right, you've got Southern accents, you've got New England accents, and then you come to Britain and you've got the Queen's English, you've got Scottish. It's just, it creates this massive tapestry of different sounds.
It's mind-blowing when you actually stop and think about it.
It is.
Another one that Christine mentioned, and I've always been curious about this one, is the word herb.
Herb, yeah.
What is going on there?
Well, so herb is particularly interesting, particularly if any of our listeners are, you know, interested in food and cooking, because often with culinary traditions, they really hold on to, you know, older forms of language and pronunciations. So when you hear, you know, our British friends saying herb with that H.
Yeah.
That's actually closer to how it would have been pronounced, you know, centuries ago.
Oh. So I'm hearing like echoes of history every time someone says herb with the H.
It's like a little time capsule, like a linguistic time capsule.
It's fascinating. So I think the takeaway here is that language is alive. It's constantly evolving and changing. It's not this fixed thing. It's always reflecting the people who are speaking it,
yeah,
their history, their journeys. It's pretty amazing when you think about it.
It is.
So next time you are chatting with someone, maybe they have a different accent, really listen to how they say things because you might just hear a little echo of the past in there.
I love that.